Well, today's been my day of rest, and an interesting day it's been. It's been quite some time since I've had a few days off, or at least a day off, and I really needed the sleep. And it was pretty clear to me yesterday that I did need a break, and I came home early enough so I wouldn't sort of drive off the side of the road and hit something. But I got up early this morning and went to the local markets, which were an organic markets, and they were flooded, so they had some water through it, and they'd cleaned up. And the whole idea was, I guess, to spend some money and put some money back in farmers' pockets and the organic growers particularly, so that they could continue to work and continue the good work that they do. I left the organic markets, in fact, at Northey Street, for those of you who haven't ever been there. It's quite an interesting place to go. And after a while, met one of my ambulance colleagues, and we went to have coffee. It was probably my third or fourth coffee for the morning, but hey, I'm not complaining. We were sitting down having a bit of a yarn, and during that time, as emergency service workers do, they tend to have a black sense of humour, and we were having a pretty good laugh about some of the things that we'd seen or heard, or trying to avoid some of those really dark moments. And this gentleman who I was sitting with drinking coffee with had done some extraordinary stuff during those previous days. And I dare say that directly as a result of his action and those of the crew, that lives have been saved. But having said that, a lady unknown to both of us, and I use the term lady advisedly, came up and started having a real go at us about how dare we be sitting there laughing and having a good time when so many other people are suffering, and why weren't we out there shoveling mud and... Well, she really had a go. For those that know me, they'd know that I wouldn't take that particularly well. So I got very, very cold, and I responded to her in an appropriate way. I didn't sort of have a real dig, but it was cold, it was icy, and I did tell her what we had been doing, and I did tell her that we were on our first days off for a period of time, and that we needed to get ourselves back on deck to continue what we were doing, as did every other person working in the response. And with that, she was invited to step away, consider her words, perhaps apologise. She stepped away and left. To that, the rest of the people in the coffee shop actually applauded. And when I went to pay the bill, someone else had kindly paid our bill for us. It was totally unexpected that it'd be paid for us. It was appreciated. And we continued having our chat more about, wow... I've thought about it now since then, and it's some probably 8 hours ago. And some people are really, really focused and are probably not thinking about what they're saying. And did I go overboard? Probably a little. But I don't feel bad about it. In fact, I feel pretty good about the fact that I didn't actually rip a head off perhaps step on the stump of a neck. But it's one of those things that has got me thinking about why it is that people do things. I read today an interesting comment from a person I know in Brisbane, and it is that it's called volunteering for a reason, and that is because you volunteer your time and freely give of your time and effort. It's not called duty. Some may perceive it as such. So I'd hate to think that I would imply that people should do it or must do it. In fact, quite the opposite, because we don't understand the conditions or the reality of other people's lives. So I leave that with you, kind folks. I thank you for your lovely words of support that I've received over a period of time. I've passed those on to a number of my colleagues, and I would like to talk in the future just about some of the really touching things that I've seen that actually have brought me to a point of some significant emotion. But I shall leave it with you, and thanks again for your kind words.